Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for, was it Parsha? Yeah, Bahar B'chukaisa, we're up to Chazak, we're so close to Shavuos, which comes after Bamidbar, amazing. So, let's have a vort on the Parsha, and one regarding Shavuos. But before that, I have a kasha that I had. I don't believe I even noticed this before. And the question I had is the following. I was innocently sitting at a chasna with a little chumash in my pocket and learning Parshas B'chukaisa. And there, the chumash had the Ramban, and at the beginning of the Teichacha, it said, regarding Klal Yisrael, Im B'chukaisa Timasu, Im Es Mishvatai Tigal Nafshechem. It talked about misbehavior of Klal Yisrael. It says, "B'chukaisai, you will be mios, and mishpatai tigal nafshechem." So the Ramban on that explains the choice of words. He says, "Chukim are mitzvahs without reasons that we know." So that's timosu. The lashon mios applies to something a person doesn't have any understanding of at all, and therefore they use the lashon maasu. Mishpatai, the different mishpatim, tigal nafshechem. The Ramban says there, you'll have a yetzer hara, hard for you to do, and you won't do it. But it won't be timasu. Timasu is achukim. Okay, a beautiful uptaich by a rishon, taiching a pasuk. Each word is meduyik. Chukaisai is timasu, and mishpatai is tigal nafshechem. All is fair and well, fine and well. Then you get to the end of the teichacha, perichavav, still pasuk mem gimel. Plus in Mem Gimel, when it sums up the Teichacha, it says, Yan Ubayan. Why is this? The Mishpatai Ma'asu. Meschukasa, Chukaisai, Gala Nafsham. It switches language. It says, Mishpatai, Dios. Chukasai, Gala Nafsham. The Ramban just finished explaining what's appropriate about the language. Sorry, we have to find the Ramban with a Pirish. Maybe the art school Ramban, maybe. Or have something on it. I don't know. But it's a kasha for the parsha. Going on to a verb in the parsha. This week's parsha has erichin. It tells us the different erichi olai, a mysterious way of pledging money to tzedakah. Dami olai means my value in the marketplace. Erichi olai is a unique assessment of people, not based on the individual, based on the gender and the age. So, for example, a man between ages 20 and 60, when he's still a young man, says erech is 50 zuz. A woman at that age has an erech of 30 zuz. Once he turns 60 and he gets to middle age, then a man plummets from 50 to 15, a woman from 30 to 10. Those are the erechim. Dr. Gemara Mesech to Seirich and Daf Yotes Maishta Nekeva Ilchimiskana Kaima Atilsa. A female, when she goes from below 60 to over 60, goes from 30 to 10, exactly a third. Umaishta Zachard Loikoy Atilsa. But a man who's 50 goes down more than a third. He goes down to 15. Why does a man go down in Erech value more proportionally more than a woman? The Gemara answers, Amachiska, Amrianchi, people say, Saba Bebes, Pacha Bebes. When you have a man that gets old and gets old and he's home, he's a destruction to the house. Samsa Bebes, you have grandma in the house, old woman, Sima Bebes, it's like a treasure in the house. So the Gemara says, old men are a pain and young and old women are a pleasure. As I state in the Gemara. Two problems with the Gemara. A bother me is that over 60, the man is still 15 at Erech, and the woman is still a 10. How is he a pain and she's a pleasure? One's 50, one's, he's still more than she is. Question number two. The Gemara says, Tabi de Chachamim, Koshen is Mansha Miskeinim Mischakmin. The Mechamim, they get older, they get wiser. So it doesn't say Chachamim, Tabi de Chachamim. People will learn. They get wiser. So why are you saying they're a pain? I saw Teretz on a Bali Machshava. He says, Gevaldik, extraordinary. says old men are wonderful. They can steig, they can learn. They're worth more than old women in the erech value. The Gemara doesn't say it about old men. It says sabo bebeso. When an old man is at home, he's a pain. A man retires, he hangs around the house all the day. He's a pain in the neck. He's a difficulty. He becomes grouchy. He becomes picky. He becomes very temperamental. He's sitting home all day. Men are not meant to be home. Men are meant to be in the Beis Medrash. They have to earn a parnasa. They go earn a parnasa. Otherwise, they should be in the Beis Medrash, or at the very least, in a place doing chesed. It don't belong to Beisa. So Saba Beisa is a pain. Sabta Beisa is a pleasure. Grandma makes delicious cookies. She does wonderful things. She makes people smile. She tchotchkes the grandchildren and gives them a warmth for Yiddishkeit. So that's the lesson. The lesson is, when you get a little older, you have to know you don't belong to Beisa. Men belong in the Beis Medrash. The Beisa, you're a pain. You get everybody's nerves. Sabta Beisa. Grandma's in the house. That's a treasure in the house. Nikarim Divrei Emes. What a beautiful word. And now for a vart regarding Chag HaShavuos. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamei Torah counts two mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah to teach. Teaching and learning is one mitzvah, like the Rambam. So it's one mitzvah to learn and to teach. And the other mitzvah is to give respect to Talmidei Chachamim. Question. Why are both in Hilchos Tamei Torah? The mitzvahs of giving respect, and there are numerous dinim of giving respect. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Mamrim in a different section. Why does he bring the dinim of covet in Hilchos Tamei Torah? And the answer is because someone who gives covet to Talmidei Chachamim will learn better. Somebody who shows respect, be a daim, he actually goes out and shows covet to Talmidei Chachamim, he'll have more atzlocha in his learning. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Boz ledavar yechabaloi." If you treat something boz, if you treat something disrespectful, "Boz ledavar yechabaloi." It's going to hurt you. It's not going to come through for you. You show respect, then it's so below is an Hilchos Tamei Torah. This is a vart that I saw many years ago, about 30 years ago, when I said a Shulis Night Shir on the Rambam Hilchos Tamei Torah. I saw this vart. I'd like to add a nekuda. Gemara says in Kedusha Daf Lamed Beis, a Rav Shemachal Kvayde Kvayde Machol. A Rebbe used to Machol and his covet, it's forgiven. Then the Gemara says, Afal Pishu Kvayde Machol, Hidr Miu Boi Lameved. Gemara says, even though he's forgiven, you have to stand up when he walks in. You have to show some Hidr. What is Hidr? Rashi says, L'naya Ktsas Kilu Reitz Alami, to move yourself a little bit. This is what people do. Tachal walks in, they assume he's Michael standing up to him, but they do a little bit of cover. They show by standing up a little bit, he moves himself a little bit. That's what Rashi says. L'naya Ktsas. The Grizal Rambam in Hilchos Tamei Torah explains that Rashi and the Rambam argue. Rashi holds it's a hanhoga teiva, it's not a chiyuv. You're not obligated. It's a hanhoga teiva to be noyak tzas. Because after all, it needs a hesber. If tamu chacham shemacha kvaydeh kvaydeh machu, you don't have to stand up to him, so why do you have to show a little bit of covet? So Briska Rav answers this kasha based on the Rambam. He doesn't come back to explain it like Rashi, but based on Shita Sarambam, Ayin Shom, the Briska Rav says, a pshat in why. If he's not Michael, you stand up for him. If he is Michael, you're not Yaktas. Where does that come from? However, like Rashi, you still need to answer it. Now, Rashi says, it's on Hagatayv, it's not a Chiyav. In other words, the Chiyav is forgiven, and Hagatayv is to be Nayaktas. Tzarechi and Galu. What does it mean, on Hagatayv, and Nayaktas? Gemara says, Rava Ikbid. Rava got upset at someone who didn't do it. So, Rava Ikbid, how can you say it's just a anhoga taiva. The answer may be based on the word with which I began. Alf the din of kavet tamid chachamim tamachav shemachu kvaydei machu. When chiyuv works, zero chiyuv of kavod once he's lach. As the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, that when you're chabit al yedei chavim, it's mechazik your limud, it makes your limud even better. As that, you need a hiduk tzas. You don't need to stand up that it should be noticeable to other people to show respect that other people see. But you yourself have to hold a Talmud Chacham as one who is worthy of respect. You're respecting the Torah when you respect it. Now, of course, he's Michael, his Torah. You know, he personally nothing. But what about the Torah itself, the Torah Shabbat? There's no chiyuv. Torah Sayyid, he could be Michael. But it's on Haga to show a hider to be mechazik kavod atayr in your heart. When someone is mechazik kavod atayr, someone shows strength in kavod atayr, the idea of learning becomes chashuv to a person. But in a generation with a very, very small amount of proper kavod atayr, proper respect for atayr, respect for anything, it's in just the nature of the generation. Every generation has its things. The informality of our generation makes that people don't stand up. They don't stand up for Tamid Chachamim. They don't stand up as a Kainim. Somebody, Tamid Chachamim, you can assume he's Michael HaKvaydai. Every man over 70 is Michael HaKvaydai. Michael HaKvaydai, you really think so? No, every man over 70 is Michael HaKvaydai. Then you got to stand up more than Nayak Tzav, but at least Nayak Tzav. Showing Kavod is Mechazik in a person, his proper attitudes to Taira, to Zikna. And certainly, Matan Torah, it keeps on saying that they stood by Matan Torah. Everybody stood. Why did they all stand? It was a big, long thing. Anyhow, this is the idea of a Kavod HaTorah being part of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And with that, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Hachana for the Ma'amat and Teresenu, upcoming Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and Yemei Hagbalah. A good Shabbos to one and all.